It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Another episode, and we back to it. You know that I'm the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League. You know I gotta let you know how it's going down every single week for my people. Man, this week was a rough week. I'm frustrated. The save by Odell's, I'm going to first and foremost speak on them. Because the save by Odell's is putting me through hell right now. Straight up. Seriously, it's frustrating. Literally, we lost our first game. We won our first game, then lose our second game. We win our third game. Okay, I think we're going to turn around 2-1. Lose the last game, we get killed. And I'm so frustrated because fantasy can literally come down to one or two players that you decided not to play. I was blessed to pick up Calvin Ridley this week. And after a 40-point game, I'm like, hey, man, that's fluky. He comes out and gives me 21, which could have been the difference in the game this week. I get those points. You can arguably say that, hey, I'm right there with a chance to win this game. Despite my defense giving me negative 9 points this week. So frustrating. So frustrating. So, to give you a rundown of last week's events. I'm going to give you each team's matchup and who won, who played. I played T9 and back 122 to 98.2. Very disappointing week by Saved by Odell. Team Niner back had some big time performances though. He made a key clutch trade that landed him David Johnson. David Johnson has been off to a terribly slow start. David Johnson is an animal. That's a move that's that can win you the league. So Team Niner back is, I want to say they're undefeated. They're 4-0 and just got David Johnson paired up with Antonio Brown. It's looking like Le'Veon's going to come back, but he may get traded. James Conner, I feel like that's still going to be a piece he loses, but this is a very dangerous team, ladies and gentlemen. They're 4-0. They made a statement this week against Saved by Odell. I know Saved by Odell hasn't been the best team in the league, but they're a respectable team, and they have some respectable pieces. Deshaun Watson looks like he's coming to form. Andrew Luck looks pretty good as well. Calvin Ridley on the bench, 21.5 points, 4 receptions, 54 yards. 2 touchdowns. You got to be better. You got to be better, coach. You got to be better. And right now, you're not very good. And that's costing your ball games. You know, you got to be better, coach. Moving along, we're going to get to the biggest matchup of the week. A big upset alert. I don't even know if you can call this an upset. This is once again, this is a proven veteran. I know I got on here last week, and Mr. Holmes, we laughed at this guy. But hey, this guy's a proven veteran in fantasy football. When he looks like he's down and out, his team looks trash on the outside, he stayed the course in a huge upset against Team Bergeron. 182 to 130 in a big dog matchup. That's a statement game for they sleep. They sleep again. He's letting you know that you guys are asleep. That's a big win. You got to, hey, I'll talk trash with the best of them, but when it's time to salute, you got to salute, and that's a big win for They Sleep again, and look forward to seeing what that team has in store. Team Bergeron still put up 130 points, 0 points for Sammy Watkins. Overall, pretty good day. Michael Thomas didn't give you what he normally does, only 8.7 fantasy points on the day. But, hey, you got to be when a team scores 182 points, it's going to be hard for that opponent to win that game. It's going to be hard. Both teams are going to have great matchups for you to win that game. Team scores 182 on me, I'm probably going to lose. That's tough. That's really tough. 29 points from Matt Ryan, 25 from Todd Gurley. Sonny Michel, 112 yards on the ground and a TD. It's a great pickup. 17.2. What a difference a free agency pickup can do for your team from week to week. So you're never out of it in fantasy football. You just got to stay the course. And They Sleep Again is definitely showing that. We're going to move forward to our next matchup of the week. You got the Houston Oilers versus Team Fatty. And Houston Oilers is out to make a statement this year. They're 3-1. Probably very unexpected. I know when I started, stated predicting my top four, Houston Oilers was not in that. And they're making a statement right now. They're one of the best teams in the league. Aaron Rodgers gutting it out, 15 points. Saquon Barkley doing his thing for 22 points. DeAndre Hopkins, a grown man, 10 receptions, 169 yards and a touchdown for 32.9 fantasy points. He got some pieces over there, the Houston Oilers. Definitely got some pieces. Now, he did have two guys on the bench with 30. Cup from the Rams, 37.2 fantasy points with 9 receptions, 162 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Tariq Cohen with 53 yards and a receiving touchdown. 30.4 fantasy. That's 30 points. So, he scored 144. You put those guys, this is well over 200 a week for this man. And, Team Fatty, man, struggling right now, man. 103 points on the week. He loses Leonard Fournette. Man, it's looking tough over there. Russell Wilson, only 9 points, man. This team is looking, it's looking rough. Team Fatty, it's looking as bad as about as bad as it did last year. It may be looking worse. So hold your head, man. Hey, do your research in free agency. I know I'm not much better than you, but man, you got to get your win here soon, buddy. You got to do that. We're going to move forward to Team Bakari versus Team Guyer. And Team Guyer, who started 0-2, is now making a lot of noise and is back 2-2 and back looking good in this thing with a big free agency pickup with Patrick Mahomes, man. Leading this week with 304 yards, 2 touchdowns, 22.9 fantasy points. Zeke Elliott, a grown man, 152 yards with a receiving touchdown with 34 fantasy points. You got Golden Tate with 33.2. He had a big week. Team Guyer has some players on that squad, and they came to perform. And he's a man down with Devontae Freeman. And Christian McCaffrey was on the bye this week. So Team Guyer is here to make some noise. He is definitely here to make some noise, and you can argue he may be the best 2-2 team in the league. Right now, so man, Team Bakari is rough. He's looking for Le'Veon. It's been announced that Le'Veon will be back week 7 or 8. So hey, man, that's gonna be big for Team Bakari. Hopefully, he's with the Steelers and he can still have his dominant role. But Team Bakari with another loss, 0-4 in the league. Keep fighting, man. You're right there. You're right there. Le'Veon will be back soon. So the only question is, will it be too late? Will it be too late for Team Bakari? Well, guess we'll see moving forward. The next matchup this week, and a huge, huge matchup. And they cheated versus Team Sillman. Team Sillman, a veteran, a very hot team from last year, man. He was probably the hottest team in the league, and this year is really struggling. 1-3. He lost this week in a close one, 164 to 156 to their team. They cheated. Mr. Brandon Holmes, he's talking his stuff. He's bagging it up. And big performance from Melvin Gordon, 30.9 fantasy points. Julio Jones, a grown man, 9 receptions, no touchdowns, but 173 yards for 26.3 fantasy points. Team Sullivan, Alvin Kamara with 41.1 points. If you have a performance like that, you got to expect to win. So, huge win for this week for team. They cheated. You got to tip your hat to those guys. And, man, looking forward to this week. We got some big matchups. That's everything from last week. Like I said, man, we had some pretty good games overall for week 4. And looking ahead to week 5, I still think we got some playoff positionings that needs to be determined. And right now, some teams are still out for it all. There's some 0-4 teams, but I wouldn't even say it's over. I've been in leagues where 0-4 teams have come back to make the playoffs. So, it's not yet over, but this week for you on 14 is definitely a very, very pivotal week for you guys. So, I got the Houston Oilers, who's been looking very good. I got a guy, Jordan Howard, on the bye this week. So, hey, man, not gonna look past my opponent. I respect the Houston Oilers. They have a good roster. Not going to make my predictions, as always, on this one. I think it'll be a very good game. And I wish Mr. Houston Oilers the best. And we'll be back to discuss the results later. Moving ahead, We got Team Geyer versus Team Fatty. This could be a game that really gets the momentum going for Team Geyer, the way things have been looking, especially for Team Fatty, who's struggled 0-4. It's going to be a tough one for Team Fatty this week. I'm going to roll with Team Geyer for the win. And it's projected 126-106. I could definitely see it being along those lines, if not more, for Team Geyer. I don't think he has anyone major on the bye, so it's going to be a tough week for Team Fatty. Definitely going to be a tough week for Team Fatty, especially not knowing the status of Leonard Fournette this week. So I'm going to roll with Team Geyer on that one. Moving ahead, we got a big matchup, maybe the game of the week. Maybe the game of the week. Team Niederbeck versus Team They Sleep Again. Last week, Team They Sleep Again beat a undefeated Team Bergeron team. And he's looking to throw another undefeated this week in Team Niederbeck. It's projected to be a tight game. This will be the game of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. I don't see anyone for either team being on a bye this week. And you got the big dogs out. Oh, the Chicago defense is on a bye for Team Niederbeck. So it's going to be interesting to see who he streams this week as far as that goes. But it's either way it goes, it will be a great matchup this week. So I look forward to that. I definitely look forward to seeing those results. Moving ahead, we got Team Bergeron versus Team Silliman. I think this week is a very pivotal week for Team Silliman. You don't want to go 1-4. It's not the end of the world if you go 1-4, but it's very tough to get out that 1-4 hole. So big week for Team Silliman against Team Bergeron. Team Bergeron looking to rebound and bounce back from last week's loss to Team They Sleep Again. So we're going to see how it unfolds. Neither team. Allen Robinson is out for Team Silliman this week. As far as Team Bergeron, didn't look like he's missing anybody huge this week. He did just lose Tyler Eifert. So that's going to be tough. But besides that, I still think it's going to be a good matchup. But I'm going to roll with Team Bergeron here. I think unless Alvin Kamara and Tom Brady go nuts, I think talent-wise, Team Bergeron is just better. That's just my opinion. So moving forward, you got a lopsided matchup here, as it looks like on paper. Team They Cheated versus Team Bakari. It's interesting to see the news come out with Le'Veon. It really is. I hate to see the unfortunate breaks that Team Bakari has caught this year. But, man, this team has some talent on it, and it can make a late push. Mike Evans is out this week for Team Bakari. It's going to be interesting, man, to see. I think this week, Team They Cheated does get Mark Ingram back, which is very big. I love Mark Ingram. I think he's a phenomenal running back, especially lined up alongside Alvin Kamara. So it's going to be fun to watch them boys play Washington this week. New Orleans, that is. So we'll see. Team They Cheated also got back Julian Edelman this week. So it'll be interesting to see how those new acquisitions are in these next few weeks. So I do have Team They Cheated in this matchup as well. Like I said, until Le'Veon comes back, it's going to be tough for Team Bakari. But we'll see. He should be back, you know, before it's too late. But only time will tell. I definitely think this will be a huge win for Team Bakari to pull out this week, though. And it'll keep him in that playoff hunt, especially getting closer and closer to that Le'Veon return. So we'll see. We'll see. That's just I got Team They Cheated, but I wouldn't be surprised with upset here. Team They Cheated don't come to play this week. Team Bakari does have a few pieces on his roster that can step up and do their thing. So we'll see. We'll see. That's all I got for you guys in this fantasy football segment today. I thank you guys for tuning in. Just stay tuned and stay listening. I'm gonna keep giving you more and more content. So we will be having a special guest here very soon for the fantasy football edition. This week will be week 5, heading into week 5, and we're going to have somebody very special on to talk their stuff. But we must see how this week plays out first. I'm not going to announce it too soon, but we will have a big time guest for you guys. Stay tuned, stay listening. It's the Rich in the Morning Show.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.